The Heavenly Courtship, or Solomon's Song of Songs, by A.S. Copley. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Proverbs 31:29. Preface. The following refreshing reflections were addressed by the author to his assembly many years ago, and then published as a serial in Grace and Glory magazine. They were so greatly enjoyed and have been called for by so many saints that we decided to publish them in book form. The first edition was printed in 1918 and became a special blessing to many. May the perusal of this second edition be a far greater delight to our friends than they have been to us in writing and publishing them. May none of us miss the high calling which these lessons inspire us to desire. A.S. Copley, 1927. We add the following. Brother A.S. Copley, the author of the book, has gone to be with Jesus since 1945. As the second supply has been exhausted, we are publishing this third edition. We trust it will be a blessing to many longing hearts who love the Lord with the preeminent love of the bride for the bridegroom. The Publishers, 1951. Introduction. Solomon had 1,005 songs, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32. But this was his Song of Songs, or his chief high song. It may be correctly called a love song. He enjoyed more than one recognized marriage, as indicated by the phrase, in the day of his espousals and in the day of the gladness of his heart. Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 11. The spiritual meaning and beauty of this fact becomes evident as we study the song. When Solomon became king over Israel, he made affinity with the king of Egypt and took his daughter to be his wife and built a house for her. 1 Kings 3, verse 1, and 1 Kings 7, verse 8. But the chief lady of this high song was not Pharaoh's daughter, as some have supposed, because she is called a Shulamite, Song of Solomon 6, verse 13, and not an Egyptian. Song of Solomon, chapters 1 through 7, describe the rapturous courtship between the king and the Shulamite. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, records the jealous entreaties of another woman. May we not discover who they were in both cases? And may we not know whom they each typify? We believe that Abishag, 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, is the choice woman in our song. She was a Shunammite, a descendant of Issachar, whose lot bordered on Shunem, Joshua 19, verse 18. The words Shunammite, double rest, and Shulamite, the perfect, the peaceful, are from the same root. Rest, peace, and perfection are an unbreakable triplet. Each implies the other. Note another identity mark. The Shunammite was a very fair damsel, the fairest throughout the coasts of Israel. In this song, the Shulamite is pronounced fair 9 times, all fair 1 time by her beloved, the fairest among women 1 time by him, and 2 times by the daughters of Jerusalem. Adonijah, type of Antichrist, wanted her for his wife. Why did Solomon put him to death for expressing that desire? Because Solomon loved her more than he did any other, and he had a divine claim upon her. She was destined to be an essential figure with him in his dominion over Israel. Therefore, he said to his mother, who interceded innocently for Adonijah, "And why dost thou ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also." 1 Kings 2, verse 13. To take the wife of a king was equivalent to taking his kingdom. Oh, the beauty and solemnity of all those ancient happenings when viewed under the typical lens. David's reign was one of conquest. He put down rule and authority and power, and thus prepared the kingdom for Solomon's peaceful reign. Likewise, Jesus must put down rule and authority and power during the first 7 years of his dominion in preparation for a millennium of peace. Abishag, the fair damsel, cherished King David and ministered unto him, but the king knew her not. 1 Kings 1, verses 4 and 15. She was not known as his wife, but rather as a comforting servant in his old age. During the Lord's 7 years of conquering the nations and of spewing out Laodiceanism and of judging Romanism, the saints who afterward constitute his bride will cherish him and minister to him from the glory. Daniel declares that the Ancient of Days did sit, and thousand thousands ministered unto him. Daniel 7 verses 9 through 10. They will have fellowship with him as the king, but not yet then as the bridegroom. How wonderfully the union of Solomon and Abishag foreshadows the wedding in the air of Christ and his bride. Solomon's fellowship and marriage of Abishag as the Shulamite was apparently hidden. It is nowhere recorded in his biography in the Kings and Chronicles. We would never have learned of it if the Holy Spirit had not preserved this Song of Songs for us. Likewise, the marriage of the Lamb to a choice company of believers is a deep secret. Did not Paul say, "This mystery is great, but I speak concerning Christ and concerning the assembly"? Ephesians 5:32 in the Greek. Only those saints who have dove's eyes can see this precious truth. Hence, men teach that the whole church will be the bride of the Lamb, which is not only improbable, but impossible. Just as truly as Solomon loved, chose, and wedded one whom he termed all fair, and not all the daughters of Jerusalem, so our blessed Lord Jesus will select for his bride a company of saints whom he will know as called and chosen and faithful. Revelation 17 verse 14. A rib portion from out the body, the Church of Christ. The name Solomon means peaceable. True to that name, God had promised David, saying, "Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon, peaceable. And I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days." The verse which immediately follows shows that Jesus Christ was the ultimate Solomon in the mind of God. "He shall build an house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever." 1 Chronicles 22 verses 9 and 10. Hence we see how accurately the name Shulamite, the perfect, the peaceful one, corresponds with Solomon's. It is the feminine of Solomon. How expressive this is of the likeness of the bride of the Lamb to the Lamb himself. It is written, "We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." 1 John 3 verse 2. The bride company indeed must possess the wisdom that is from above, which is first pure, then peaceable, gentle. James 3:17. A king who shall be called the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6, with a peaceful company of saints as his bride will ensure a reign of 1,000 years of righteousness and peace. Hallelujah! Jesus is coming. Oh, I think that he'll come in the gloaming, when our hearts are so weary of roaming and the toil of the day is all done. He will burst on our vision transcendent, like the glory of morning resplendent coming over the hills like the sun. We'll see him advancing in splendor, and the homage of love we will render as we bow to the man on the throne. And the joy of that meeting, supernal, shall remain with us ever eternal as he clasps us forever his own. Oh, that rapturous moment of greeting when we gaze at our lover in meeting will be glory eternal for me. I will walk by his side then forever, from his fellowship parted, no, never, from sin and from sorrow, all free. The seven divisions in Song of Solomon. The desires of love, chapter 1. The longings of love, chapter 2. The insistence of love, chapter 3. Ravished by love, chapter 4. The test of love, chapter 5. The portrait of love, chapter 6. Love's last conquest, chapter 7. The emulation of love, chapter 8.